Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby.
This is Max Rushton.
And this is the H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Well, we were joined by Steve Bajaya, comedian and co-writer of a new sitcom on ITV tonight. Big Manchester United fan.
Correct.
That's right. Next. Correct. We were also joined by two golfers who defied odds of 67 million to one, and we chatted to both of them. It's a hole-in-one story, obviously. And we brought you the birthday spread, didn't we?
We did. We're currently, it's important to know, halfway through the spread. Yeah. So emotions, I mean, are fraught. Yeah. But I've just got to get out there at the start of the second half and just play tight and give nothing away.
Yeah, it is 40 all as we stand. So you'll hear it. Well, you'll find out what happens in a second. Max.
Good afternoon, Paul. Good afternoon, everybody. I mean, you say ring. I mean, I may be ring rusty, but I'm not really any good when I'm like peak fitness at the birthday spread. Oh, I may. This could be in the break that I needed. Charlie Baker was exceptionally good at it.
He was good. He was quite relaxed, Charlie. I think you get quite hyped up. I see as the afternoon unfolds, you get quite wound up about it. And I think maybe that affects your performance.
A bit like Rory McIlroy was talking about how he's going to take the way he played in the Olympics, that sort of carefree attitude. He's going to take that in to golf for the rest of the time. So I should maybe take the, I have a very carefree, lax attitude to this show anyway. I don't give two hoots about it.
But then the birthday spread comes on.
Exactly. So I'll just be as calm as I would be before. The thing that took both of our eyes, and we were both sad that the other one had already seen it.
Yeah, because there was a quiz in the offing, I think.
Well, was the Manchester United players' meal. It can't have been a pre-match meal.
No, this was it. They were at a get together, I guess, right. And they all chose their menus in a hotel.
And you know, we've sort of heard so much about how those foreign managers came in. Arsene Wenger came in and took away ketchup, and you know how elite sport nutrition is such a thing. And you look at this and you think, what on earth are they eating? Like, so some of them, you know. Tom Heaton, and I know goalkeepers have, you know, he doesn't have to run around quite as much.
You're saying they're not proper footballers?
Chicken tempura, right?
Yeah,
that's not a light starter,
is it? Well, it depends how it's cooked. I mean, if you've got someone who knows what they're doing, I mean, if it's with respect to the travel lodge, it may not be as good as
it is. It's still batter, isn't it?
Gerrard Street.
I mean, tempura is still batter of a sort, isn't it? Mm. You know, you batter anything, you're making it heavy. So that's your starter. Barbecue short rib with thick-cut chips and a caramel and Biscoff tartlet. I mean, that's not, you know, if De Gea pulls a muscle.
Yeah,
you
know, imagine that. He's sitting a bit heavy. And a Rennie and a waff of thin meat.
Fred, tempura chicken, rib of beef with mac and cheese. Oh, yeah. I need to lie down. He didn't have dessert, to be fair to Fred.
I like Luke Shaw. Luke Shaw kicks off with normal bread.
Yeah, normal
bread. What are you having as a starter? I'm having normal bread. Because the options were tempura chicken to the Manchester United players, goat's cheese, no starter, the outlier, Harry Maguire. What does he go with?
Well, Harry Maguire had a ham hock.
He goes ham hock as a starter. But
Andres Pereira, it just says skins. So is that potato skins? Or is this how he was dressed?
Or maybe he takes his shirt off when he eats his dinner. But anyway, so Luke Shaw's gone normal bread.
Okay.
Then he's gone cheeseburger, fries and chips. He's had no dessert. So I think you are what you eat. You learn a lot about no dessert and no sides. Well, he's got the chips, hasn't he?
Amongst the entire menu, there is one vegetable.
Hmm.
Anthony Martial has a side of spinach. That is the only vegetable, and the only other danger of where you could get vegetables would be inside the burger. But as Jesse Lingard has requested, cheeseburger, brackets, only cheese, nothing else on it.
So he just has cheese in a bap, basically.
Does he have no burger? Yeah.
He has no burger, I'm guessing.
I was presuming that was no salad.
Isn't that a cheese roll?
That's just a cheese gob, Jesse.
Quite a lot of sticky toffee pudding being put away
Jesse Lingard. That's not an elite footballer dessert, is it? Sticky toffee pudding. But Bruno Fernandes.
Maguire, he's gone ham hock start, as we said. Chicken supreme, he's gone main course, as Harry.
Yeah.
Followed by sticky toffee pudding. He'd probably have Hendo's on that. I would imagine not on the sticky toffee pudding, but on the chicken supreme.
It was pointed out to me earlier today that a few people have gone double chicken. Donny van der Beek, chicken tempura to start, chicken supreme for main. That's not really on, is it? A lot of people pointing out that Mason Greenwood ordering a fillet steak and then getting it well done is really quite a culinary crime from Mason Greenwood.
No one's gone medium rare. I would have thought some of the Spanish boys may have gone. We've got even David De Gea has gone medium and Bruno Fernandes has gone medium. I thought some of those boys might have gone medium rare.
And the ultimate, the sort of bleakest part of it is next to Lee Grant is in brackets GK, just in case the Man United squad aren't sure who Lee Grant is and what he's doing there.
Some of the sides with them as well. Quite a lot of people have gone halloumi fries. There's quite a lot of mac and cheese doing the rounds.
Yeah, well, Lee Grant is very carb heavy. Normal bread, cheeseburger, mac and cheese, sticky toffee pudding.
Anthony Martial just has spinach. MASH has gone down very well with Aaron Wan-Bissaka. He went breaking news here on TalkSport, in case you haven't seen this. He's gone cheeseburger with sweet potato fries, no starter, sticky toffee pudding, and MASH.
You can't have cheeseburger and MASH.
Cheeseburger, fries, and MASH. He's very carb heavy, is Aaron. So there we are. Just an insight into what the Manchester United players have been eating on a little get-together. Well done, whoever leaked that. God bless you.
And look, if you would like to tell us your worst...
Worst pre-match meals. Ill-advised pre-match meals, if you would like to share some of those with the class. Also, bad winners. The Dutch women's hockey team have given us some right clog. Not enough to beat us and knock us effectively out of the tournament, or sort of knock us out of the gold medal game. They've said, oh, we love beating the GB girls. They're arrogant, that we never should have lost in 2016. It's all very well being a bad loser, but a bad winner, to rub people's noses in it like that, is quite
it's not
poor,
on, is it?
Isn't it? So, and we'd like tales of bad winners this afternoon.
That's Jesse Lingard shoving the sticky toffee pudding in the face of the opponent.
It kind of is. It's that symbolic. So do let us know. Bad winners, ill-advised pre-match meals. That'll kick us off this afternoon.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Talksport. The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast
from TalkSport.
You are telling us this afternoon about bad winners. The Dutch women's hockey team beat Team GB and gave us a right coating verbally. Oh, they're arrogant. They shouldn't have won it in 2016. We love sticking it to them. I mean, fine, but not when you've won. You know, isn't that enough just to walk away? Have a bit of dignity, for goodness sake.
Miles says, the first time I ever beat my dad on a racing game, I didn't stop gloating for 2 days. So he banned me from the PlayStation for a week. I'd say it's a case of a bad winner and a bad loser. I assume your kid wins or beats his dad for the first time or anything. You can't ban him from doing it for a week, can you?
Danny the Villa fan says, I won a local singles darts tournament. After winning, I was presented with a trophy and I congratulated the runner-up on his run, but declared to the room he was now the local area number two of the future. Oh, to be young and naive again. He says, and off the back of that Manchester United's dinner, all the players' dinners being revealed to them.
Yeah, beautiful. Lots of creme brulee and sticky toffee pudding.
That's right. And well done steaks, Mason Greenwood. Just try one a bit rarer. You'll be surprised because basically all the flavour's gone. What you've done, you've destroyed the flavour.
Having a leather boot there,
you
Mason.
You might as well not bother, Mason.
Clive says, our Sunday team, we had a player who always had a cold kebab from the night before. Wow, that's sort of pre-planning. On the way back from the pub, buying a large doner, he'd eat it, then he would throw up on the side of the pitch and then be ready every week.
Well, there's another one of those.
Not a healthy pre-match, is it?
Robin Manchester says, during five-a-side when I was at uni, I'd fuel up with a 12-inch doner pizza before the game. Needless to say, I'm now a lot older and I'm playing tonight after a lunch of lean turkey breast and a banana. I can't quite believe what I used to do.
Doner pizza is not something that should have ever been made.
That's a bad invention. Anyway, off of some pre-match meals, Richie, the Arsenal fan over in Mallorca, says, back in the day when I played for Ware in the Isthmian League, we were going to play at Kingsbury. The pitch was frozen and it was almost certain the game was going to be called off, so our Italian centre forward Alfie, who loved his food, decided to order the mixed grill at the bar. As he's tucking in, the ref decides he wants the game played.
Oh no.
Alfie was not at his finest, he says. So yes, some of those ill-advised pre-match meals.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Max, you'll be aware that around the world people are being incentivised to have their vaccination.
Yes.
In the States, I think they've been talking about giving people $100
okay.
for going along to have the vaccination.
Can you keep going every day?
No.
Okay, fine.
You can get a maximum of $200 would be my guess, till the boosters come in. In Germany, they've gone down a different route. What are they offering, Max, would you say, in Germany for every COVID jab?
Is it a stereotypically German answer?
Oh, yeah.
A bratwurst and a pretzel and a stein?
A sausage was enough. Free sausage with every COVID jab is the sign. And it led to a stampede of customers. According to Bild, a German newspaper, people started queuing at 6 a.m. for the first day of the bratwurst vaccination.
Marvellous.
Wasn't that a John Grissom? In the town of Sonneberg, this was, medical staff reported more than 500 jab seekers, turning up for the vaccine and sausage.
That is the jab seekers allowance, isn't it? The sausage.
When normally they'd expect to see only about 140, but the power of the sausage, Max.
I thought jab seekers allowance deserved more, but
it was good.
Thank you so much. Do you want to know about the new? Have you read about the new Premier League ball for 21-22?
The ball, no.
The new ball, yeah. The new Nike ball. The latest version of the flight ball.
What's the PR guff that accompanied it?
Well, here, that's what you want.
Yeah.
While having a unique look, the graphic is grounded in performance, Paul. The crimson circles drive enhanced visual performance, allowing the players to read the pace and spin of the ball, react quicker, and feel confident in their decisions.
Yeah.
Combining these elements creates a visually stunning look for the Premier League Nike flight ball, complementing the game-changing AeroSculpt technology introduced last season to improve consistency and give the ball a truer flight. Mason Mount is just one of the players looking forward to using the new ball. Do you know what Mason says?
What did he say?
It's been the most incredible season, says Mason. Hang on. You could really feel the difference with the Nike flight ball, says the Chelsea midfielder. I'm constantly striving for more consistency, particularly when it comes to goals and assists. And this ball certainly helps me achieve that. I'm excited to get back playing with it next season, says Mason Mount. There we are.
That first bit you read, I mean, it must be a tough job there in the Absolutely Nike not, office when they say, we got the new ball, and they... Chris is good at PR guff. Chris, can you just knock us something up? Just get the word aerodynamic in there, concentric circles. I mean, there's certain key things you have to put in there. Mm. Can't be an easy job.
No,
because you know, really, no one's going to read it.
Well, I'm reading it. The base
but you read it, but, you know, not in any... Well, you didn't take it all in, did you?
The base of the graphic is a black organic pattern inspired by the Premier League being one of the most exciting and connected leagues in the world.
No one cares.
I feel the Premier League is so connected.
Yeah,
that's what I say. You're like, what do you think of the Premier League connected?
That's the word that comes to mind.
When Harry Kane scores an absolute Grealish lays on a plate for Kane, yeah. And Martin Tyler will say, and that is why the Premier League is one of the connected leagues in the world.
That's it.
There we are.
Marvellous. Yeah, it can't be an easy job.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
I'm talking about a new sitcom that you can see this evening on ITV2. I think it's a 2 episodes to kick you off. Our next guest will probably put us right. He is the co-creator along with fellow comedian Ian Sterling. He is, comedian, writer and Manchester United fan, Steve Bajaya. Good afternoon, Steve.
Good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, we're good. Nice to talk to you again. It's been a while.
It has. Yeah. Normally, this time of year, I normally come in to promote my Edinburgh show, but this time a TV show.
The virus got in the way. But, yeah, very exciting for you. How long have you been working, you and Ian, on the sitcom?
Oh, quite a few years. In 2018, we started. Slowly, we made progress. It got commissioned in 2019, and then a huge pandemic delayed us. And now, in 2021, it's on TV.
Yeah. It's interesting. I mean, that moment when he gets a commission must be so brilliant.
Oh, it was incredible. But it was a very weird moment because I was at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. I was about to get my hair cut. Oh. And I was sat in the waiting room and Ian rang me and said, oh, we've got a series commissioned on ITV2. So, you know, my world just sort of changed then. And then the hairdresser came over and said, right, are you ready now? And I had to go and sit in a chair and not talk to anyone for half an hour. and my whole life had just changed. I wanted to sort of ring my mum and tell somebody, but I just had to sit there politely. And I told the hairdresser and she said she wasn't really into comedy. So that was that conversation over.
That's a conversation killer, isn't it? Tell us what the show is about and also sort of how you had to change the first scene quite dramatically.
Oh yeah. So the show really is about a bunch of friends living in London who are kind of in that in-between period where they're not young anymore. They're not young, free and single and living hedonistic lives, but they're also not proper adults. You know, they can't afford a mortgage. They're not in the proper relationship yet. They've not got the job they want. They're in that sort of in-between bit and they're just trying to load their lives properly, hence the name Buffering. We're really proud of it. It's a really great cast of 6 people. They're all brilliant. Ian's sort of at the centre of it. He's a kids TV presenter who hates children, which in some ways is based on his truth. I'm not sure. You have to ask him. And it's on ITV2 tonight. And I think it's funny and it's got a bit of heart in it. And yeah, we're really proud of it.
He's in it. Ian's in it, but you're not, Steve. You didn't fancy casting yourself.
No, well, actually, no, I am in it. I'm not in the main cast. Right. I felt it was a bit arrogant to give myself a main role. But I did give myself a small regular role because what I found out, guys, is that I get paid per episode. So I made sure I had at least one line in every single episode just to get the old episode fee. And you'll notice in episode 1, I literally say one thing, but very valuable to me, that one line.
Tarantino. Isn't that? Yeah. Probably how, he's probably does all right for his money anyway, doesn't he? Thinking about it, thinking out loud.
But yeah, you mentioned that first scene. We did. So initially, you know, Ian's a kids TV presenter and we set this scene. We wanted to do a situation where he was rehearsing for some sort of emergency. And the joke was that him and the puppet had to deliver very serious news to the nation. And the puppet obviously can't deliver serious news because it's a puppet. So that was the joke. And we tried various different things. And the serious topic we settled on, and this was back in 2019, was that he was announcing that there'd been a global pandemic and that everyone had to stay inside. That was the joke. We thought, well, there's no chance of that happening. You know, the other scenarios we tried were like, you know, the prime minister being ill or the, you know, a terrorist attack. It was just too serious and too likely to happen. So we thought, well, a pandemic, that's never going to happen in our lifetime. So we'll go with that. And we had to refilm the whole thing.
Wow.
So there is a cutting room floor, isn't there?
That is bad luck.
It's an interesting idea of the kids TV presenter. You know, you sort of sometimes think, is that a classically Shakespearean trained actor or somebody who, you know, loved it 5 years ago, but now it's sort of slightly dead behind the eyes? It's an interesting character to be, I think.
Yeah, we very much join Ian at the dead behind the eyes point in his career. He's 5 years into being a Kids TV presenter, and he's really sick of Gunge. That's where he's at. But I think it's an odd job, isn't it? Because you have to be happy all the time. And you're not always happy, are you? Your lifetime sometimes is rubbish.
I can't tell you who it was because it would just destroy the dreams of so many people. But I know of someone who worked with a puppet for many years who, after the show, would go to town on the puppet backstage, would properly give it a shoeing. And I can't tell you. But yeah, somebody walked in on him one day, properly attacking a puppet.
Wow.
Very, yeah.
Well, as you said before the show, I was offered Blue Peter the same day I was offered Soccer AM, and a very strange day for me. I could have gone down that.
That could have been you.
Talking about a tortoise.
The advent, doing the advent calendar.
Yeah, I know.
Singing
the candle.
Away in a manger. That would have been that would have been fantastic.
The weird thing is the kids are always going to prefer the puppet, aren't they? And naturally. So you're sort of playing second fiddle to a glove, effectively.
Yeah.
That's a tough place to be.
So a bit of Manchester United. Are you optimistic for the start of the season?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's been an incredible summer. I'm sure Max feels the same. I'm not used to this level of organisation and sort of success in the transfer market. Mm. It's been remarkable. And, you know, the real good news is we've managed to keep hold of Phil Jones. So it's, you know, it's been a really good
I don't know if you summer. Saw earlier on the fact that the menu that the boys, all the food orders, I take it, a recent hotel trip as a squad, have been leaked. Did you see that today?
I did see that. I saw Jesse Lingard's order was a cheeseburger with only cheese. Well, so I don't know if that means he didn't have the burger.
We're not sure whether it didn't have relish or lettuce, or whether we think, because it wouldn't, if it was just cheeseburger with cheese, nothing else on it, that would be a cheese roll. It wouldn't be a cheeseburger, would it? We
exactly.
Felt, yeah.
But I like the idea that he's gone, yeah, hold the burger. I'll just have the cheese, please. I
mean, you mentioned Phil Jones. He was a solid dinner for Phil. Chicken tempura starter, main of chicken supreme with sweet potato fries and sticky toffee pudding.
Yeah.
You know, he's not. I don't know if that's going to help his turning circle. I don't know.
No wonder he does that gurning. He's probably got a little bit of chicken supreme stuck in his teeth.
Yeah, he's got indigestion from the sticky toffee pudding.
It could be. Our favourite one was definitely Aaron Wan-Bissaka, who had sweet potato fries and mash. And a cheeseburger and sticky toffee pudding. So he did, and a Rennie.
Double carbs. Yeah. Double carbs.
So based on that, I don't know what sort. I suppose you've got to look at everybody's meals to find out who's going to have a good season. It's quite difficult to work.
What is a good season for you then, Steve? What are you hoping for?
I think we've got to be challenging for the title this year. Yeah. When you're spending that kind of money on Varane and Sancho, I think you've got to be looking at challenging City and Liverpool and a good run in the Champions League. I think that they seem ready. You know, I think the centre-back position was the gaping hole. I think having a good centre-back next to Maguire, not that Lindelof was awful, but slightly more accomplished Varane, will allow us to play without the McFred combination. And then maybe just one holding midfielder. And then I think that will unlock the midfield. So I think Varane is basically a huge jigsaw piece that we needed.
Steve, we wish you well. You and Ian with buffering. So it's a double episode tonight. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. First two eps go out tonight, 10 p.m. straight after Love Island, and then the whole series is available to binge on the ITV Hub. And it's a very bingeable series. So I'd recommend just watching all on the Hub.
Good stuff. All the best with it. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me, guys.
There we are, Steve Ruggiero there, comedian, Manchester United fan, co-writer with Ian Stirling of Buffering tonight, 10 o'clock, ITV2.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
We move on to the world of golf. And odds defied, as we said, 67 million to one. This is something we've always loved here on the show. Hole-in-one stories. We've had father and son hole-in-ones and all sorts of variation over the years. This is a corker. This is two holes-in-one on the same hole in Newport. Joining us now, the two men that got the holes-in-one, Wyn Griffiths and Jim Penfold. Good afternoon to you both.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Let's kick off with you, Wyn. I take it you didn't have a pound on the 67 million to one, did you?
No, I wish I did.
Yeah. That would have been good, wouldn't it, really? But so who got, was it you got the first one, Wyn, or was it Jim?
No, it was myself that got the first one.
Talk us through it. Talk us through your strike and your emotions, and then Jim can take over when he hit his.
Yeah, it was 164 yards. So I chose a 6-iron, and I hit it really well, and we all watched it. It rolled towards the hole, but then we could just see it on the edge of the hole. So my other partner, my other playing partner called Barry Tustlove, he watched it, and all of a sudden the flag moved and it dropped to the floor. Oh. And then it was over.
What a feeling. So, Jim, you're obviously playing with Wynn in this round, and you see him do this, and you're all patting him on the back and saying, well done, and then you step up to the tee, is that right?
Yeah, well, we was playing four of us, and Wynn put his in the hole, so we was all celebrating and fist-punching him. And then the other boy, Barry, went, put his on the green. Right. And then I hit my shot, the same club, a 6-iron. And we watched it land on the green, a bounce, it trickled up to the hole and fell in the hole. And then we was all fist pumping again. It was amazing.
And there was still one of your mates to play, was there? He still had to play?
No, he played in between us.
Oh, he played in between. Okay, right, fair enough. Right.
And then I went half after him.
You weren't playing match play. You didn't have to half the hole in one. That would be a letdown, wouldn't it? Jim, is this your first hole in one? Is it, or are you a sort of a regular this occurrence?
It is my second one. I had my first one 31 years ago.
Wow. That's a hell of a gap. What about you, Wim? Is it your first?
No, that was my second, and I had mine 27 years ago.
Right. Not on the same hole, I take it, this par three. No?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, was it? Amazing. Every 27 years.
And I have a question about, you've got to buy everyone a drink. Hmm. Does that, when you did it, but then by the time you got to the bar, Jim, because he was after you, surely it was his round. So did you get away with not having to buy a round, Wynn?
No, I paid.
You paid?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, that sounds a little bit of edge. Yeah, a bit of edge when he said that.
No.
Jim, what happened there then? Were you doing the old Michael Jackson moonwalk as you headed to the bar? Why didn't you get your money out?
Well, I offered to go halves with him, but he insisted.
Yeah. Well, I suppose, doing it first, there would be an etiquette. I thought maybe you would have gone halves, but we'll just get another round in. That was fantastic.
And Wynn being the character he is, when we got in, he was telling everyone, oh, I got a hole in one. And everybody's going, oh, brilliant, good, lovely. And then he says, yeah, but I only got a half because Jim had one as well.
That's amazing.
And Jim, is there any part of you that thinks, after that hole, you should have probably just walked off the course and go, we've done golf, we don't need to do this anymore?
No, I love the game.
Oh, so, you've got to wait another 31 and 27 years to do it all again, or you've mastered that hole. That's fantastic. How did this become news? Did you alert the local newspaper, or did someone else?
Well, we alerted the club secretary.
Mm-hmm. And 67 million to one.
That's extraordinary. When did did Barry get a birdie? I mean, I feel for Barry in all of this, really.
I think he got a bit excited and he missed
the par. Imagine that. It's three or two.
You take a par and a par three, but two shots behind.
Could have been a gimme, really, after that. It would have been the fairest thing to do. So we did love the fact that when our assistant producer, Will, called you earlier on, Jim, you thought he was trying to sell you something, didn't you? So
Yeah.
he said to young Will was saying, well, I'm from TalkSport and I'm this, and he's saying, yeah, I've heard enough of your nonsense. Fantastic, really. It's got a bit big time, Jim, since he got
absolutely
a hole in one.
Has, yeah.
But if you have had a slip, trip or fall or an accident that wasn't your fault, we'll be phoning you back later on, Jim. But look, congratulations to you both. Good to talk to you. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Wynn Griffiths and Jim Penfold there.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Max Rushton takes me on in the birthday spread. Charlie Baker beat me 2 weeks ago. He was seconds away from beating me last week.
It's very disappointing to fall down the rankings to number three in the world.
Yeah, but you'll do your best. It's pretty straightforward. Let me explain how it works. You haven't heard it before. 10 birthdays. Andy's going to give us the birthdays. He'll have a gilt edge gag for each one. And we have to guess how old these people are. There is a margin of error that will build. And the one, obviously, with the smallest margin of error after 10 birthdays is the winner. Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon, Paul. Good afternoon, Max.
Hello,
welcome
Andy.
Back.
Thanks
good
so
to
much.
Have you back. Hope you have a better birthday spread than Dom Sibley's test match so far.
Yes, yeah, it's not gone well.
Wouldn't be difficult.
Got catch and not particularly
great. Sure prop catch. Not at all crucial or anything like that.
It was a tricky
point.
Chance, though, quite, Andy. It was a tricky one. They come quite fast in the slips.
Professional cricketer.
It's true. It's true. You make a good point.
Someone's going to need to keep score, obviously. And
get that phone.
Yeah, that's true. That sure rests with Jeff Peters, Phil but the Fox. Hello, Jeff.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Just got to go
thank
and answer
you,
the
caller.
Phone.
Yeah, good.
So 22-3 to Paul is the overall score after the 1-1 classic with Charlie. He was so good, wasn't he?
Was
no
good.
Pressure.
Oh, he was so brilliant.
Very good. He was.
He was brilliant. Actually,
listen. I think Charlie Baker's a talent. He has a different. Like he's different tactically. Different the birthday spread. That's what makes the spread such a great competition because different players bring in different tactics. I like to, you know, I play on the front foot.
His tactic, though, Max, is that, you know, he's quite a good guesser.
Yeah.
I mean, that does help.
We actually know some of the people that helps. Well,
I've tried to bring in bad guessing and not knowing anybody into the birthday spread. What's happened to you, Andy? You're here, it's fine.
Oh, I can't hear very well.
Oh, dear. Is that just today?
Oh, that's better.
Okay, fine.
Oh, no, that's fine. It's my equipment. It was just a little bit faulty.
Your age. So, come on. It's old school. I know. I do apologise. So, who's going to lead us off? Shall I lead us off or Max?
I don't
do you
mind
go?
At all.
Do you want to go first or do you want to go second?
Ewan says, real Chris McEwan says, when it gets to the random woman at the end, go higher. You always go lower and blow it. I love this. Thank you so much for asking advice. Challenger goes first. I must be the challenger.
Okay, Max goes first, I will go second. Take it away, Pele.
And yes, Pele, good afternoon. And very happy birthday to the fine actor, Adrian Dunbar.
Oh, yeah.
Adrian Dunbar.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
The last time I saw him, he was in Rome, actually, standing in the middle of the Trevi Fountain. He was trying to prevent tourists from defrauding the local charities by throwing misshapen coins. He said to me, "The only thing I'm interested in is catching bent coppers."
Oh, very good.
Very good. Beautiful.
Adrian Dunbar.
You're right.
I think it's tricky. That
he's got
one.
Quite young hair, hasn't he?
Oh, I've lost it on Mind Games Begin already.
No,
young hair of Adrian.
He has got young hair, yeah.
65.
I'd say he's a bit younger than that. 61, Andy.
63.
Oh, you're back.
63.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a 63. Desmond.
Yes.
It's a Desmond. 2-2.
Okay, right, there we are. Two each, as things stand. Okay, right, me first then.
Okay, the fine singer, Tony Bennett. Tony Bennett. I know Tony pretty well, actually, and after a drunken night together recently, I bought a fireplace from him.
Did you really?
Stupidly, though, forgot to bring it home from California. Yes. I left my hearth in San Francisco.
Oh, we knew it was coming.
Very good.
There was nothing
that's not a standard, marvellous stuff from Jacobs.
Right. Tony Bennett, he's got about 93.
He's got very old hair, actually. He's much younger.
He has got quite old hair. I'm going to go...
Very old everything.
93, Andy.
I go 91.
It's 95.
Wow, Tony. Marvellous. Happy birthday.
Still working.
I said happy birthday.
Yeah. Paul is two
still
out.
Still working.
Yeah. Max is four out, so it's Paul four, Max six.
Okay, 4-6.
Okay, the next birthday number 3, the Labour MP and Lord Chancellor and Justice Secretary, Jack Straw. Jack Straw, of course.
Blackburn Rovers.
And we were... Yeah, he is a big Rover sound. We were on a trip to the Sahara Desert, Jack and I, and Jack insisted on riding on a dromedary.
Oh, yes.
And he was so heavy, he fractured the poor animal's vertebrae.
Yes, he was. Straw, he was. Yeah. It's like karaoke now, isn't it? It's like gaggy-oke.
These are your best so far, Andy. Yeah. These are really good.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you're so
happy. It's diminishing returns,
now,
I promise you.
How old's Jack Straw?
Well, that's your job, isn't it?
Andy, that's a question to you there. How old is he? I think he is 68.
That's not a bad guess.
Oh, thank you.
Clickety-click 66, I'm going to go, Andy.
No, surprisingly, 75.
Wow. No, I haven't seen him for a while. That's what it is. Yeah.
There you go.
Well, so that levels things up. Fetch a cloth. sorry, Paul, I'm nicking your lines.
Right.
It's 13 all. And Jack Straw is a big fan of this show.
Is he really?
Over the years, massively. He's gone into business with other big fans of this show, the Aussie cricketer Darcy Short and the former ref Graham Pohl.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah, that's very in. That is very in. That's exactly one for the completists. So, 13-all.
13-all.
Here we go, I'm first.
Okay. Here she comes, the actress. I'll give you a little clue. She was in Foyle's War.
Oh, yeah.
She was Foyle's secretary. Honeysuckle Weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Honeysuckle Weeks. And it's such a pity she didn't marry former Spurs fullback Danny Rose.
Yeah.
Fats Waller would have been delighted, or Large Person Waller, as Max would now.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. When it seems out with me, don't blame him, goodness knows. Honeysuckle Rose.
There we are, Fats Wallop there, whoever he is.
Fats Wallop.
Rick's brother.
I'd say...
Wilf Wallop.
Yeah, I'd say about Honeysuckle Weeks, 55.
57.
42.
Sorry, Honeysuckle, if you're listening. What's the chances? Hello, Adrian. Honeysuckle here. Big Arsenal fan. Honeysuckle's called us the Arsenal fan. You wouldn't expect that, would you, really?
It's unlikely. Never happened.
Never happened. No, that's right. Yeah.
Paul is 13 out. Max is 15 out. 26, place 28. Paul in the lead.
Okay, 26, 28. And before we head into half time, Max.
Yes.
Hmm?
It's the first of the ones you don't know. They're always a little bit more tricky. It's the diplomat and UK High Commissioner to Sierra Leone for the last 2 years, up to May 2021, Simon Mustard. Simon Mustard. Mm-hmm. And I recently received an invitation to a footballer's fancy dress party, and Roy Keane told me he was coming as Simon. Yes, I was really eager to see Keane as Mustard.
Mm, very good.
That joke doesn't cut it.
Oh, no, dear. It's Simon Mustard, Sierra Leone diplomat. Simon Mustard is 62.
64.
Oh, no, a little bit off today. 50.
Oh, Simon.
I'm confused that we're 12 years out on Simon Mustard's
age. Going to get an angry letter from him and Honeysuckle today. So are we going to half-time with the scores at what, Jeff?
It's 40 place 40.
Wow, very exciting.
Still 0-0, nothing silly, first five.
I will be leading this off when we return for the second half. We are halfway through the birthday spread.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
The scores are 40 all at the moment. It's delicately poised. It's juice.
That's Jonty's
Charlie
Jonty's
the cabbie
mate.
Says, go on, Paul, do him. She's a bit aggressive, Charlie. I'm doing my best. And
do him.
Let's get underway once again. Here's Pele. And I'll go off first this time. Andy, what's the next birthday?
It's the architect of the cardboard cathedral, never heard of it myself, in Christchurch, New Zealand, Shigeru Ban. Shigeru Ban. And I invited him over for a barbecue, actually, and I'm really glad I did when the coals went out. I had no way of lighting them. Fortunately, Shigeru had a couple of Swan Vestas with him and got it started. The only time anybody was happy to receive a two-match ban.
There he goes. Shigeru Ban, do you know who he is?
Yeah. Love his stuff.
49. I'm really going to stick my neck out. This could be a game changer.
I mean, it could be, but I've made this mistake before. 51.
64.
You should have gone for it, Max. That was a big opening for
fine,
you, that.
That's fine. Just, you know.
Okay.
Just nerdling at this stage.
What's that done to the scores, Jeff?
Max goes into the lead for the first time this afternoon.
Yeah.
53, plays 55.
Okay. Right. Still think that. We may look back on that as a key moment. I don't know.
Get to your mind games.
I don't know. Come I just. On. We may look back as a real turning point. So, yeah.
Okay. Okay, it's the sailor and Olympic silver medalist in 2012, Luke Patience. Luke Patience. And after many years of trying to marry into the family of the award-winning TV producers Beryl and Sue Virtue, Luke finally succeeded.
Yes, of course he did.
Well, I reckon he's Luke Patience. I'll go 40.
41.
35.
Oh, Luke. Yeah, sorry.
Max extends his lead very slightly. It's 58-61.
58-61.
That's a close game.
It's so tactical. It's like a game of chess.
It is very tactical.
very tactical. These are tricky, these next three. Okay. And it starts with rapper and producer Chuck D. Chuck D. Chuck was a really good bowler, actually, but ironically, was no ball for throwing. The ICC asked Murali, of all people, to take a look at his action. And he says, absolutely fine, said Murali. So henceforth, he'll be known as 15 degree legal delivery D.
Beautiful. Now the ICC looked at it. Chuck D, 59.
Hmm. That's pretty good, I think. I'd go 57.
61.
Ooh.
It's close.
It's very tight. Two to play. There's one in it. It's Max 62, Paul 63.
I mean, we all know where this is going.
No. You know, Charlie proved it can be done. Max, you're leading off with this one. And who is it, Andy?
Well, I do struggle with these Greek names. It's Mikis Theodorakis. Actually, quite well there.
Yeah.
We did very well. Mikis Theodorakis, of course, the composer of Zorba the Greek.
Yeah.
And just recently, he's been working on a techno track at his home studio about a young lad who's the world leader in app development. It's called Zorba the Geek.
Hey, very good. Very good.
This is tricky because I don't know when Zorba the Greek was written.
Okay.
Right? And you probably do. Don't you? I mean, not to the minute, but you know, you've got a better idea of when Zorba the Greek.
It was about 2 months ago, if I remember rightly. All the kids are humming it at the moment.
I'm playing a remix of it every single week.
It's a banger from Jeff's point of view. It's a dance floor filler.
I don't think you know how old Mr. Theodorakis was when he composed Zorba the Greek. But I, you know, he can't be. He's not going to be a young man. That's my feeling about this. So I'm going to go 80.
I'll go 92.
He's 96.
96. Joining us now, very good morning.
Such a stupid game.
What's that done to the scores?
Paul is 4 out, Max is 16 out. So now with 1 to go, there's 9 in it. There's 11 in it. Okay. Paul 67, Max 78.
78. Yeah, 11 in it. Throwing a couple of plates against the wall.
Honestly, I feel I'm quite a professional broadcaster, but the absolute desperation to swear at moments like this in the birthday sprint, almost too much.
Yeah.
It's almost worth it. I almost just want to unleash right now.
Well, look, I'm going first. I could get it hopelessly wrong. It depends on this last birthday.
I'll be someone who used to go to dinner with, won't it?
Me and Mikis.
Well,
Here
he is, the last birthday of the day. Businessman, chairman, now senior advisor to multinational CK Hutchison Holdings. It's Sir Lee Keshing. And amongst his many achievements, I believe he invented the cash register.
Yeah.
It was very lucrative, apparently.
Isn't it pronounced Kershing?
No, it's K-A-S-H-I-N-G. You'll allow me that.
Oh,
one.
That is very good.
It's a different one. You thought it was someone else, didn't you?
No, I thought he was Lee Keshing.
I mean, it could be Lee Kershing, but it wouldn't have worked.
It wouldn't have worked.
Bit of license.
71.
Yeah, that's
I'm going to guess
71.
Well, look, you've got a chance here because I think it could be anyway.
Yeah,
up to you.
Well, could play for a point here. Could play for a draw.
We can't be doing that.
Yeah, I could. 82.
82.
82. Well, Sir Lee Keshing is 93.
Oh.
So it's a draw.
It's an 89-89 draw. Max, why didn't you go 12?
I was playing for. I just wanted a point. I just wanted to play for the point.
I've got a tie break somewhere.
We've gone to the tie break. You've lost your tie break.
I'm going to have to. Well, I didn't.
I'll tell you what you do. Just look in the paper, get a birthday,
I've got a joke. I've got an incredibly contrived one. Do you want that?
Oh, yeah, give us that, and then we're going to go to. Who's going to lead off?
You'll see why I didn't put this one in.
What hands my pen in?
No, we're right to write this down.
Okay, I'm going to write this one down. Okay, here we go then.
I've got to find out. Oh, yeah, I covered him. Originally, he was in the list, and then I covered.
I'd like to apologise to everyone for playing for a point.
Yes.
It's my own fault.
That was ridiculous.
It was
ridiculous. We need a winner. This is not the high jump, mate.
I know how old he is. I just need to find out what he does for a living, because unfortunately I stuck Sir Lee Keshing over him.
Oh, okay.
Hold on, here we go. Oh, yes.
Here he
Roger
is.
Bone. He's the president of the Air League from 2015 to 2015 to 2020. He's a diplomat and UK ambassador to Brazil, Roger Bone. And our families went camping together in a terrible storm.
Yeah.
And our tent proved entirely useless against the elements, and we were soaked to the skin. But Roger's equipment was top notch, and his lot were fine. I was really quite angry. About dem bones, dry bones.
Okay, beautiful. I'm going to write it down. Okay. I've written a number down on a piece of paper, and Max has as well. Max has written 72. I've written 73.
Oh, and he's 77.
Oh, of course he is.
Wow. Playing for a draw,
long
is it?
Escape. Oh. That was mad. What did you do that for?
I just wanted a point.
It's perverse. So,
he's
what's,
very perverse.
What's the final score, Jeff?
Well, it's 94-95, and Paul wins by a point on the final one.
I just
and
really
goes
thought.
23-3 in the lead. Oh, Matt.
No, I thought Keshing was 82. So I had to go with my heart, didn't I?
What did I say to you about number four being a turning point in the game? That's all I'm saying. I could feel it in my water.
I feel I won that, really.
Well, that's it. Thank you very much, gents.
Yes.
We will catch up with you tomorrow, Andy.
Yep, pleasure.
Yeah, he's still there. Andy's back for the clips of the week.
I am, yeah.
Thank you, Jeff. We'll catch up with you next week as well. There he is, Jeff Peters there in his nerve centre. That was the birthday spread.
I feel that was an honourable win for me, really.
I really do. I'm not leaving with any... my head held high in that
That's
one.
That's good. You don't feel just like losing on penalties. You didn't really lose.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
There we are. What a fantastic birthday spread it was. I'm glad I won / lost / drew. Max, how do you feel about it?
I'm over the moon and sick as a parrot, Paul.
Yeah, of course you are. We'll do it all again next Tuesday, Max. You are back on Saturday on TalkSport, aren't you?
Saturday at 11 with Perry Groves and Sunday with Barry at 11.
Fantastic. OK, I'm back with Andy tomorrow for the clips of the week and all that. Hope you can join us.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Tired of ads interfering with your favourite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.